Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you guys for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all the news as far as the NFL goes. And, you know, I've been trying to get to this Case Keenum story for, you know, at least a day now. But with the Robert Kraft news breaking yesterday, I had to cover that first. So we're going to cover Case Keenum now. So, you know, Case Keenum, you know, he might be out of options after the Denver Broncos trade for Joe Flacco. You know, Keenum will probably be released, and his only hope is that, you know, the Redskins, the Jaguars, or the Dolphins pick him up. So with Denver's trade, or with the Denver Broncos trading for Joe Flacco, we have to wonder what comes next for Case Keenum. The former undrafted free agent has been a viable option the past two seasons. And if you're a team without a quarterback, then, you know, Keenum might be able to help you out. You know, right now, Miami, Washington, and Jacksonville are the, you know, the three top landing spots, but it's unlikely anyone will step up and trade for Keenum, which means the Broncos will have to release him, and then someone else can pick up the 31-year-old signal caller. You know, the Dolphins are probably the ideal fit for Keenum because the team can clear over $70 million in cap space. With all those funds available, Miami could not only add Keenum, but also put a talented cast around their new QB. Of course, they'd probably prefer to go with Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, or Drew Lock because they're younger. Although sometimes a veteran gives you a better shot at succeeding because they understand what it takes to win at the professional level. Not to mention there's a learning curve for a rookie, and sometimes those players never pan out at all. You know, the Redskins are even more likely to wind up with Keenum, Case Keenum, because they need someone to captain the ship until Alex Smith is able to return. That's if Smith ever makes it back, and if he doesn't, Keenum could be the long-term solution for Daniel Snyder. You know, the last spot is Jacksonville, and it seems like a stretch because they already have one overpaid mediocre quarterback on their roster in Blake Bortles. You know, Keenum has been better than Bortles recently, but the business side of things make it less probable. Right now, it feels like the Redskins are a legitimate possibility for Keenum, and if that doesn't work out, then he'll probably go back to being a backup. So Case Keenum, he's the starter for the Denver Broncos, and he didn't have a bad year, you know, and before that he had that miracle run with the Minnesota Vikings. For whatever reason, they chose to go with someone else. They rolled out the big bucks for Kirk Cousins. That didn't work out for Minnesota. But, you know, Case Keenum is stunned because John Elway trades for Joe Flacco, which essentially means that Joe Flacco is going to be the starter from here on out for the Broncos. And obviously Keenum is devastated by this because he doesn't know if he's going to get another starting job. You know, he's done the backup thing before and worked his way to the, you know, to the starting quarterback job. You know, I guess you can say climb that mountain already. Now he's going to have to go back and scale it again. And it's not ideal if you're Case Keenum by any means. Really, his only hope is, you know, Miami picks him up, but, you know, they probably want to go with, like, Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, Drew Lock, Daniel Jones. Those guys are available just because that rookie contract is much cheaper than signing someone like Case Keenum. But, you know, like I said, they could sign Keenum and put a nice collection of players around him. So I don't know why they wouldn't at least weigh the option. It might not be that bad of a move. And then the Washington Redskins, they lose Alex Smith for what looks like a year, maybe forever. So Case Keenum could come in there and probably be a step above Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson and the rest of those guys who took over after Alex Smith went down. Now, they might prefer to go with Colt McCoy, but Colt McCoy is a runner more than people realize, and that makes him a little bit susceptible to injury. So I still think Case Keenum is better than all those guys right now. Now, if you know, Colt McCoy had all that time as a starter instead of a backup, he might be better than Keenum. But Keenum, I think over the last 2 years, he's been better than Flacco the last 2 years. So it's kind of a little bit shocking to see this happen. The one thing that Flacco does do better than Keenum is throw the ball vertically. He has a lot of arm strength. So that could be what Joe Flacco or what John Elway really wants to get out of his next quarterback. But I still think Case Keenum is a good player. Like I said, Miami, Jacksonville, Washington, they at least had to consider bringing in Case Keenum, because if he can help their team right now, you have to go with it. The other topic we're going to talk about today is another quarterback, Duke's quarterback, to be in fact, is Daniel Jones. You know, with David Cutcliffe being a QB guru, you know, it's no surprise that Daniel Jones is one of the best quarterbacks coming out of the 2019 NFL draft. So basically what I'm trying to say is, you know, David Cutcliffe has a strong track record when it comes to developing quarterbacks, and he's known for working with Peyton and Eli Manning. Cutcliffe's latest protege, Daniel Jones, is another talented NFL prospect. The former Duke signal caller is expected to be one of the top QBs taken in the 2019 NFL draft. When you watch Jones play, there's some things that become obvious. First and foremost, he's got perfect mechanics, and even when Jones looks the defender off, he never seems to lose his balance. You know, that allows a 21-year-old quarterback to transfer his kinetic energy efficiently throughout his throwing motion, which results in not only throw power that can drive the ball, you know, 50, 60 yards downfield, but also some pretty good accuracy as well. You know, there were times when Daniel Jones would pinpoint some of his passes and they would go right between two defenders. You know, making it in those windows is what you want to see if you're an NFL scout. Another point that must be emphasized is Jones is a much better athlete than either of the Manning brothers. You know, while Peyton and Eli both had negative yardage when it came to running the ball in college, Jones was able to rack up 1,323 rushing yards and 17 rushing touchdowns during his time with the Blue Devils. NFL teams really don't want their quarterback to scramble, but sometimes extending the play can be beneficial at times. Jones is the rare gunslinger that can buy a little time with his feet and keep perfect throwing technique when he's improvising on the fly. He's also good at play-action passes and throwing fades near the end zone. All of these tools helped elevate Daniel Jones into a star, and from the looks of it, his future is only getting brighter. You know, don't be surprised if Jones ends up going sooner than expected on draft night, because he appears to be the real deal. So Daniel Jones, I broke down a bunch of his film, and right away the mechanics stand out. You can tell he's a David Cutcliffe protege, someone who's been mentored by David Cutcliffe, someone whose skills and I guess his technique specifically have been refined. So he looks very smooth as far as his mechanics go. And what that does is, you know, when you are, you have your feet positioned perfectly and you keep your weight under you and you have good balance and you're driving from the ground and using your core to transfer your kinetic energy throughout your throws, the more you do that efficiently, the more throw power you have, the tighter your spirals are, the more accuracy you have. And, you know, David Cutcliffe, that's what he does best. He gets his quarterbacks to be just fundamentally sound as far as their mechanics go. We saw what he did with Peyton. We saw what he did with Eli. And now Daniel Jones is the latest guy. The only difference is Daniel Jones can tuck the ball and run with it. Now, I mentioned that NFL teams don't like their quarterbacks to scramble that much. But once in a while, you know, you can evade the pressure, buy a little time, and then make a throw. The key is to not do that all the time. You want to spend most of your time in the pocket, trusting your offensive linemen and delivering just off your, you know, three-step drops. So David, or not David, Daniel Jones, he can do it all. He can throw, he can throw it deep. I saw play action and bomb it a few times. His fades near the end zone are great. I saw him get out on the edge, throw a good ball away from a defender in a small window. Saw him put one ball right between two defenders perfectly. Literally, there was not an inch either way he could have went with this ball, or it would have been batted or picked, and he made it. I saw him make another fade in the back of the end zone that had another small window. So he's putting it in these areas that are probably, you know, you have minimal margin of error there. You know, if you even telegraph it a little bit, it's going to be a big play for the defense. And Daniel Jones is putting these throws right on the money. So I think draft night, you know, someone like Washington trading up and getting them, or someone else, maybe Jacksonville, Daniel Jones is going to go early. And I think being at Duke, even though they did pretty good, or he did pretty good at Duke with David Cutcliffe, I think being around better athletes around him is going to bring out even more out of Daniel Jones. I think, I don't want to say Duke held him back a little bit, but to some degree, I think they did. And like I said, I know they were good at Duke. I just think, you know, when he gets NFL receivers and some good blocking and a star running back next to him, I think he's going to be much better with all those A-level talents surrounding him. So watch out for Daniel Jones. He's definitely going to be a good player in the National Football League. You just don't see guys that are that make it look that effortless in the pocket. You know, I talked about how he looked off the defender. That's, you know, when you got 300 pounders coming at you full speed and trying to take your head off, it's not easy to look off a safety, then come back and make a big throw. But when you keep everything tight and everything's just so hashed out so many times, you know, you can tell Daniel Jones has put a lot of work into his craft. So it's just second nature to him. It's like riding a bike, I guess you can say. Once you got it down, you got it. You're just programmed. And you see guys in the NFL who are still struggling with their mechanics. That's one huge benefit of going to Duke, is you get to be with that QB whisperer who is specifically going to get the best out of the quarterback position. Yeah, now it might not be a great move if you're a wide receiver or a cornerback, but there's no doubt Duke is always going to attract good quarterbacks just because those guys want to be coached up by David Cutcliffe. Daniel Jones, he's just the latest product of that system. And like I said, Jacksonville, Washington, the same teams that could be looking at Case Keenum might say, why would I go with Case Keenum when I can get Daniel Jones, who's a first-round talent? Keep in mind, Case Keenum went undrafted. Now, if there's anything to be said about Case Keenum, he did have the most passing yards in NCAA history. So Keenum was kind of a guy that was looked over. But, you know, Daniel Jones, special guy, going to be a star someday, going to be a household name. It's only a matter of time. Watch out for him. I'm John Kuzma. This is EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. Check out EndZoneBlog.com. Thank you. Have a great day.